Good morning, Rabbi Sai! Ah! Live from Miami! Unreal! Lili Nishmasimi Merosi Rusbas Mordechai. Today's share is sponsored by Joel and Omela Wall. Is that how you pronounce it? Again, I wish they had Nakudas in English. In gratitude to Hashem on the birth of our new baby, Chaim Zandvil. Shout out to my new brotherhood at 8 minute. What about Zoom? Apologizing for the way I read his joke. I have no idea what he's talking about. Susie Rosenberg. Apology not accepted. Susie Rosenberg, your side of her mother, Nechabas Rav Avram Yehuda, Aleha Shalom. First cousins, David Steinlauf from Montreal, and Jay Spitzer, I know well, from Toronto. L'zeichen nishmas, their grandfather, Yosef ben Menachem Manele, on his 28th yard site. And the turning of a daf is by Michael, how do you pronounce his name in Sfaradit? Ben Melech, or Ben Melech, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday. Who couldn't come because he is not feeling well, unfortunately, with the famous whatever. Okay. Chaval. Mamish Chaval. He's a big supporter and just so happened. Yesterday, I had no idea I was going to be here. It was Yeshua Aaron Price's idea. By the way, when he walks in, pretend he doesn't exist because he loves walking in smack in the middle of it. I'm serious. When he walks in, nobody say a word. He's going to make a whole thing. We're not going to say a thing. He's going to walk in. We're not just pretend he's not here. This shtick, okay? A tremendous hakaras hatoiv to Yeshua Aaron Price for giving me this idea to come here. I'm so happy I did. I know it's a day before we're doing a big Shabbos Ufruf in a hotel, and my wife doesn't know I'm here yet. When she finds out I might be looking for a place to stay, she's in New York. And I left my kids by themselves, but say that I'll be back at 1 o'clock. By 1 o'clock this morning, they will be in bed. I promise. She'll have no clue. Yosef Biliak is here with us, Rabbi Isai. He edits the videos. His sons are over there. They do the daf every day. It's incredible. Tremendous, tremendous schus to be here. What do I have to read here? Which one? Oh, yeah, by Michael Bemela, in memory of his mother, Dvorah Feiga, Bashmuel, and father-in-law, Menachem Mendel, Ben Elchanan, Zechorin Levracha, and in the merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year.
Amen.
Now, he's excited. He just converted a bunch of people to Breslev. It's Givaldi. As you know, I have a place here in Miami. I haven't been to in over 8 years, so it was great to at least see that for a few minutes. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to tell you like this. We'll start off, we had a Chanan Pressman, he's always been pressing me to do Chumashir. So in his honor and in the honor of Miami, I just want to tell you a quick vart from the parsha that has everything to do with Miami. Miami is maybe the first place that so many people got together about a month ago, gathered. It was a gathering of Achdus, a gathering of Torah. And by the way, tremendous Yishkoyach to the Saka family for giving the place to us, and they call this the official MDY headquarters. Now, Jim himself is not here, but his brother Sandy is here. We have the schus of having Becky Saka. She's Friedman. We're hosting her and her whole family, Tzvi, the Friedman's from Detroit. So, if Jim's not here, at least the ganze mishpacha, so yishkoyach to them. But anyway, here in Miami, we created this new idea that I don't have to be here, I don't have to be giving a shir, the oilim could get together, and the amount of feedback that we had from the Miami guys was incredible. And I read over these emails from people that just were inspired being here, inspired to see people that they know from shul that are also doing the daf together with them, and it just... The camaraderie in the Achdus was incredible. And we hope that Be'ezer Hashem, this will continue on a monthly basis and it will continue in other cities. You know, I was trying so hard to get the guys in Chicago to get together. The most I was able to get is 35 guys. Look at this. And one like this, I don't know, we have double in that here. No? It's unbelievable. But by the way, you could eat. There's a lot of food over there. What are you guys waiting for? Catered. They didn't go to Stam Bagels, but they catered it. Unbelievable. So I want to tell you real quickly, this week's parasha, it's unbelievable that, and I'm happy that I came here, so now I have something to say at my son's Ofrov, and I know he's not watching, so it's okay. The parasha, does somebody have a chumash here? That's a chumash? Beautiful. I don't want to, whoa, it's one of these. It's a lot of English going on there. Okay. Listen to this. This parsha has the secret to Yiddishkeit in it, and it no less than three times in this parsha. The secret, it's not a secret that we don't know. We're very familiar with the secret. It's Perek Ches Pasuk Vav. V'shomarta es mitzvais Hashem aleikecha. You should keep Hashem's mitzvais laleches bidrachav, to go in His ways, to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to fear Him. So that's what it says there. It says the secret to Yiddishkeit, and that's it. This is this pasuk. Leleches bedrachav. Us as Jews, we have to go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Then it says again, in Perek Yud, pasuk Yud Beis. Let's see if we can find it. Here we go. Vato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimach. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking from you? Kiyim liyiros Hashem Elokecha, to fear Hashem, lo leches b'chol drachav, to go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, ula'ava Yisoy, and to love Him, v'la'avodes Hashem Elokecha, and to worship Hashem, b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, with all your heart and all your soul. So what does it say again? Lo leches b'chol drachav, he's supposed to go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and to love Him. He's not asking for a lot, just to fear Him and to go in His ways. Second time. And the third time, you should listen to this while the reading the Torah. Did somebody just walk in? No, nobody. Yeah. Come on time next time. It says like this, leave. Don't threaten. Come on time. You're in the middle of a shir over here. Come, say hello to the Olam. But next time, come on time, no? So why don't you come on time if you gotta go? This is Shtick Rabbi Yisai. He loves coming in this middle. Everybody say hello to Yeshua Aaron Price. What I tell you? Every time. Hello. Yeah, it's good, but Yishkoyach, it's all your fault that I'm here. And finally, it worked like a bomb, guys. It was so beautiful. He had no idea what to do with himself. This is the first time. 20 times it comes in the middle of the year, and everybody says, "Woo, Yeshua, this is the first time." Nobody even cared. In Miami, that's right. Beautiful, Yishkoyach. You guys are unbelievable. You don't have what you just did for me. Such a time. You don't even have to get new guys to the shir. That was such a favor. You have no idea. Okay. Finally, in Mafter or Shvi or both, it says like this. You should love Hashem. You have to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, that's the secret to Yiddishkeit. What does that mean? Mahu rachum, avator rachum, mahu chanon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and gives and gives to others. It's the yisoid of Yiddishkeit that if you want to be a good Jew, you have to have havas chinam. You have to love other people and give to other people. And this camaraderie right here, Rabbi Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim says, why three times? Leleches, three times. The same exact thing, basically. It's because once you reach a level in Yiddishkeit, don't say, oh, I reached this level, and I'm here, and I do chesed. I do 10 hours a week chesed. Oh, if you reach that level, and you want to get to the next level, now you have to do 20 hours of chesed. You have to increase that ahavas chinam, which I'm looking at Mark Ashkenazi on the screen, talking about ahavas chinam, and all these people. This is ahavas chinam right here. When we get together, not just for Torah, but the camaraderie, the chavershaf, the reyos, the achva, it's unbelievable, and Rabbi Yisai should continue and continue. And Be'ezer Hashem, not only in Miami, in all the cities in America, all these thousands of people. I walk in the street, I watch a shir. So why don't you come live? Eh, there's a chesaron of ahava over there, chas v'shalom. So we have to bring them back. We're going to make them do tshuva in Chicago. But right, this is going to be an example for all of America. We have a tshuva. Amen. Tremendous amount of people that are gathered, not just for Torah, but for the camaraderie. Says the Gemara. Oh, okay. We won't read any emails today. We already did that. Here, camaraderie. You want to see one picture of camaraderie? Here's Aaron Hirsch and Yosef Mevorach, also from Eretz Yisrael, getting together, not even knowing each other. Like Michael Ben Chitria told me, said he feels like he knows Mark Ashkenazi like for years. They never met, and they're talking about being at each other's home. It's that camaraderie that comes through Torah, through this, and Yishbar who should give us that. We should just continue and continue to grow. Says the Halakha Mishnah, the official Mishnah sponsored by Fishel. Top of Daf Chav Beis, brand new sugya. Sukkah hamiduvleles. Now, what is meduvleles? The Gemara is going to explain. It could be meduvleles, like it's a little weak. It's a weaker kind of sukkah. But we'll see. Machloikas. Bes shetzilas merubim chamasa. The Gemara is going to discuss. Is it a new halacha that you have to have more shade than sun? Kshera. If it has more shade than sun, it's kosher. Where else did we learn this halacha? More shade than sun? First Mishnah. Chas v'sholem! Over there it says that a sukkah is not allowed to have more sun than shade. Mechtes it says more shade than sun. Okay, that's the Gemara. I'm messing. Yeah, you're right. The first Mishnah of Masechta Sukkah says the halacha of Tzilasim Ruben Chamasa. But over there it says it differently. It says Chamasim Ruben Tzilasa is no good. Over here it says Tzilasim Ruben Chamasa is good. So if you're Gemara, you're going to say that it's very different. What happens if it's exactly 50-50? That's why I scream at him. But I'm a big shot because I said right away it's the first Mishnah. And then I saw the Gemara says, no, it's not. Okay. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. If it's very thick, like a home, so don't be concerned that maybe you might stay in your house. You know, in those days, we discussed it, they used to have nice planks of wood in the ceiling that are kosher for schach, really. But the Torah says you must leave your house and go into a sukkah. So even though it's a kosher, but it's usher to stay in your house. You have to leave. So they said, you can't. There's a concept called gzeres tikra. So maybe this schach, you put it on so heavy, you might mistake it for your house next year. No, you're allowed to stay there. You can't see the stars. Kshera. You know, we all know, oh, it's so heavy, you have to see the stars. Gival. Stam, I'm thinking out loud here. Maybe the pshat is stars. What stars? Stars, and I kid you not, I heard this in Farakwa. I heard an older guy, like a guy in his 80s probably, telling his friend, he says, I just saw this whole program about the stars, like he's like a person who's never heard this before. How incredible the universe is, you know, how it's infinite. It just goes, and you can't even fathom it. It just doesn't make sense when you start thinking about how many billions of stars, and each star is millions and millions of light years away from here. Like that, you have to see the stars. You have to realize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Stam is a derech agav. Okay, says the Gemara, my meduvleles. What's this word meduvleles? In Hebrew, meduvleles, we know what that means, but meduvleles with a vase is a little complicated. Omar Rav, sukkah aniya, u'shmul omar, kana oyla, v'kana yared. So Rav says it means, it comes from the Lashon dalil, it's a little weak, it's aniya, it's a poor man's sukkah, it doesn't have enough money for schach. So it looks something like this. Okay. Shmuel comes out with a much more sophisticated halacha. He says, it's like this. One piece of schach is on top and one is on the bottom. Just, he did two layers of schach. How far away are they from each other? We'll see. It's a much better picture, Shmuel, I'm saying. Just, it's a cool concept. So he put the piece of schach over the gap. So what's the difference? It should be good, no? Rav Tani Chada Ushmal Tani Tarte. Based on how you read the word meduvleles, does meduvleles mean meduvleles that it's a poor man's sukkah, or mebulbul that it's staggered? Then it makes a difference in the Mishnah. How you read the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah telling me one halacha or two halachas? Is this a continuation? Rav Tani Chada Ushmal Tani Tarte, two halachas. Rav Tani Chada, what's the halacha? Sukkah meduvleles, my meduvleles, meduldeles. So you read it midul delas. There's extra vase there for some reason. The whole, it's just one line. There's a sukkah that's medulal, it's missing schach, and if it has more shade than sun, then it's kosher. Ushmul Tanitartin Shmuel says it's two halachas. Ma'im duvlelis mibul beles. It's a lashon of bilbul, staggered. V'tartik donin is two halachas. Sukkah mibul beles, kshera. V'tzilasim rubacham asa, kshera. Two halachas. That what? If it's a sukkah that's mibulbul, it's staggered, it's kosher. A second halacha. I agree to Rav that if it's tzilasim rubacham asa, kosher. Okay. Omar Abaya says Abaya in Shmuel. Shmuel says that we're talking about a staggered. I don't know if you guys could see this, these pictures. They're amazing pictures. The difference between the two sides of schach, the two steps in the schach. Lo yishanu ala she'ein bein zeh lezeh shloisha tefachim. If he staggered it in a way that there's less than three tefachim, and if there's less than three tefachim, we always say what? Lavud. But if from the first floor is schach and the second floor is schach is more than three tefachim, the sukkah is pasul. Amar Rava. Afilu yesh ben zeh lezeh shloisha tefachim nami lo yamar el shem begagu tefach. And it says Rava, okay, even if I agree with you that it can't be three tefachim, but that's only if it doesn't have a width of a tefach. Look at this picture. Same idea, but the pieces of schach are much wider. So if you have a wide piece of schach, now if it's a tefach, what do we always say? A tefach is an oil. When it comes to tumah and everything else, a tefach is an oil. So what if it's oil? So it's a makam chashav, it's something chashav, and therefore, Kshera, I'm making a fist. I didn't see this, but Yosef was telling me, if you watch it, the shir online, so when we were talking yesterday about the fist of Ben Avatiach, he put the fist right through the screen, and it broke the screen kind of thing. Cool stuff. Okay, anyway. Yes, we got Tevach Kshera, send it to me. The Amrinon Chavoid Rami. So now we're learning a new word, but we learned the concept already. The concept is an old concept. This is the concept of good achas mechitza. The Ma'alach HaMishmi Sinai, you bring a mechitza downwards. This is slightly different, and that is that you bring the whole schach down. Until now, we're talking about good asik mechitza, that if you have a small strip of something, I could bring the whole wall down. I pretend that strip goes downwards. Or let's say, I don't know, I can use a chumash. Use this. Let's say this is the face, this is what we have, so the whole thing goes down, the face goes downwards. Great. But now we're talking about schach. Now we're taking the whole piece of schach and we're putting it down. We're bringing it down. That's chavayt rami. It's the same halacha Moshe Sinai. Because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu this one concept that you could go downwards, you could bring things down. But now that we're talking about schach, we're not talking about wall. We're not creating a wall and pretending that the face of the wall goes down. We're taking the whole piece of schach and bringing it down. We're fitting in the slats over here. You know what? I already made this before. We'll use it. Here are the two slats. They're just going to go like this. The two levels. The upper level is Chavayt Rami. Just goes down and fits into the gap. And we're good to go. Says the Gemara. Omar Rava. Mina aminala d'chi izbe tevach amrinu Chavayt Rami. How do I know that you need a tefach and less than a tefach, you don't say it? But if you have more than a tefach, I could bring down the schach. B'chi lesbei lo yamrinu chavayt rami. And if there's no tefach, you don't say chavayt rami. It's not. We learned. Choyres habayis v'aliyah she'ein aleim azeva. Ve'im chuvonois. Okay. Goes like this. Rabbi said, very, very simple sugyo. These are the beams. What are they called? The joists. I used to build, right? I forgot what's. This is how we build today as well. You have these joists. Today they're thick. They're 2x8s, or 2x12s, and you run them in one direction. And on top of that, you put today we put plywood. But What they would do back then is they would put smaller slats, you know, like the oak that we have, the 2 1/4, 3 1/4 on top of this, you know, like running this way. And on top of that, they would put what we learned in the Mishnah, ma'aziva. It's a layer of cement, or whatever it is, and that would, it would make it watertight. They had flat roofs, says Rashi. It wasn't on a pitch, so it had to be really watertight. So there's hardly any chidushim here that we didn't learn before. It's very, very simple. So, if this is my beam right over here, this guy, and I have tuma underneath my beam, and this is a tefach, so the tuma hits the beam and doesn't go past the beam. So if I have something on top of the beam, it's tar. Yeah? Not only that, if I have tuma over here, and I have a kli on the other side of the beam, the tumah travels through underneath the entire beam. What about this beam over here? Doesn't travel over here. Why? Because I have a gap. Forget about this thing. I just did it so I could hold it. But I have a gap. So tumah doesn't jump from here to here. I have this gap. So certainly what's on top of this beam doesn't become tameh. Whatever's underneath this beam is not tameh. My tumah is underneath the beam. It just makes this, whatever's underneath the beam, tummy. That's it. Whatever's on top of the beam, start. What we're trying to get to is a very interesting halacha. And that is, that if I have two stories of beams, and they overlap each other like this, they could fit into the gap. Let's see, it's the wrong way? No, it's not bad. Okay. If it could fit like this, the two stories, the second floor and the third floor, if they fit into each other and they're one tefach wide, and the gap is one tefach wide, then guess what happens? The tumah that was underneath one beam over here spreads everywhere. It's as if the entire ceiling is closed. Because we do chavayt rami, we bring down the second floor into the first floor, it fills the gap halachically, and therefore no matter where the tumah is, it's going to spread. That's the bottom line of the sugya. And it's only if the slats, the beams are a tefach wide, and the gap is a tefach wide, and they fit in perfectly in there, as so, and weiter gegangen. So let's see inside. Snan, koris habayis v'aliyah. You have these joys of the first floor, and aliyah is the second floor. She'ein aleim aziva. They don't even have the cement final layer, meaning they also don't have the layer before that, which are the small slats. Vehei mechuvanois, mechuva means that they are, this is sideways, but they are opposite each other. They can fill in the gaps. Mechuvanois, tuma achas mehen. If the tumah is under one beam, then anything underneath that one beam is completely tameh because the tumah travels underneath that one beam. But the tumah cannot jump over to the second beam because there's a gap, there's an ear gap in between. If there's tumah between the lower one and the upper one, everything is tame. So if it's on the first floor, then it's tame until the second floor. Agabel yoina, but if the tumah is situated on top of a beam, where does the tumah go? Upwards till the sky, till it gets stuck, until there's a ceiling somewhere, which there isn't, so it goes all the way up to the sky. So if somebody's, that's halacha l'maisa today, koyharim are very careful about that. What route the plane takes, a whole maisa, speak to the Koyharim. I'm not very familiar, but if it goes over Beis Kfaras and the tumah in the Beis Kfaras is tumah ritzutza, meaning you put the body and then there's dirt right above the body and you don't have a tefach gap. So what's going to happen is the tumah is going to burst out of the grave and hit the plane. And that's their concern. The Koyharim that literally don't travel on certain airlines because they take certain routes and blah, blah, blah. Speak to them. And then there's this picture going around, if you've ever seen, a guy in a plastic bag. You saw that picture? He asked Reb Zilberstein what to do. He said, Stewardess comes, sees a guy in a plastic bag. Of course, he's wearing his hat and everything, you know. Shkayach. He got the special bag that fits over the hat and everything. He's in there with the oxygen thing. I don't know how he did it. Kitzer, that's what he decided to do. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that if you're a Kayan, you got to be careful about this tumor ritzutza that pops, goes all the way. Adler Rukia Tomei. Hoyol Yonis Kibayin Atachtainois. I kid you not, like somebody like Reb Schoenberg, who's a Kayan from London, but he knows his stuff. He goes on, and he knows from his app, he knows exactly what route it's taking, and if he takes that route, it goes eastward, so it's not going to go over Tel Aviv Cemetery, but if sometimes they make you take off west, and then they make you turn around, then it's a big problem. Fine. If the upper ones and the lower ones were the same size, Tumat Achtayen, and there's tumah underneath one of the beams. Here's the big chiddush. Kulan tameh. Everything is tameh. Agabeim. And if the tumah is on top of the beam, connect another rikia tameh. Of course, anything above the tumah, exactly above, is tameh. Not everything on the ceiling. Only directly above the tumah. V'tanei Allah. And we learned. B'med d'var mamurim b'zman. Shiesh ben tefach u'benem b'sech devach. So this is what we're trying to get to. This nekuda right over here. That it must be a tefach. Rav is trying to prove that a tefach of schach could be lower down, but if it's less than a tefach of schach, it doesn't go come down. Where does he see it? He sees it from tumah. And we want to say that whatever halacha applies in tumah, for a nail in tumah, will also apply to schach. It's only because these beams have a tefach, they're a tefach wide, and the gab is a tefach. If it doesn't have a tefach, then whatever is underneath that beam and only underneath that beam is tameh b'neim agavim tar, and everything to the side of it is completely tar because there's no connection between the beams now. Alma says Rava, right? This is such a complicated sugya. Look at these pictures, by the way. I'll show you all the pictures. I don't know if it will help you or not. Here are the beams. Here's tumah in the bag. Remember, the guy's chopped up in a bag, dumped down by the mafia. And here's the tumah. So if it hits a beam, whatever's on top of the beam is tar because the beam creates a chatzitza. If there's a kli right next to it, not underneath the beam, but by the ear gap, it's tar. But if there's a kli, see the kli is within the dotted lines. In other words, the kli is underneath the beam, somewhere underneath the beam, then that kli is tamei. This is just the rest of the sugya. If you have a kli on top of the top floor, tahar. If it's a tefach. Now let's see how we did this. This guy. Huh. Let me see if we can find something good here. Okay, so he did it like this. Here you see all the beams fit into the gaps of air, and therefore the entire orange area is tame. If there's tumah anywhere in the orange, right over here, then the entire anything, any kli over here, will become tame. Why? Because we take all these slats, we put them into the gap, halachically, it becomes one roof, and therefore anytime you have tumah under one roof, everything in that room becomes tame. By the way, talking about Rabbi Schoenberg, I saw this before he sent it out, but it was just a very interesting shaila. If you go into a museum and they have a mummy in a glass case, and he brought examples. In London, they have the Museum of Science or whatever. So the glass might not be, is not chaitzis for tumah, and therefore, if you go in there, the entire room is tamei. Does a guy emit tumah like a Jew? Some rishonim, yes. It's supposed to be there forever. It's never meant to come out. So therefore, the doorways don't act as kids. It's a whole Torah. If you want to look at it, he wrote a whole shtick of Torah about it in Or HaMerkaz newsletter that's coming out this Friday. Or you could look in the back of the Masifta. Also discusses a lot of not as much as he does, and he has a lot of pictures, and he has real mummies, and he shows the dead people that are mummified. They look like, I don't know. Brought some, I guess it's a famous guy in England. Maharaj sitting there on his chair, chilling out. They just embalmed him, whatever. Okay. Or different bones they found from thousands of years ago. Create tumah to the whole museum. Or even if there's an overhang on the museum, on the outside, if you walk on the sidewalk, you could also become Tameh. Says the Gemara. So, there's no tevach tumat achazachas mem tachdel tomei b'nei ma'agamim tar. Alma says Rava, kiz be tevach amrin chavoyd rami. Only if there's a tevach, I invoke the idea of chavoyd rami, which is what happened.
Low battery mode.
And it closed? Yeah, it did close. Shkoyach. Look at this oilam, Rabbi Isai, low battery mode. We have to hurry up. Tell me when it goes on again. Technical difficulty. Now we could appreciate what Gary does every day. He takes care of all the stuff, the whole setup. That's why it took 7 minutes to set up. He does that. Yosef, the guys. Okay. Where's Yeshua? He didn't come back? He really didn't come back? He came just for the occasion also. His flip-flops and his... What do you got? We need... Does anybody have an iPhone...
20%.
I'm good?
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah, it's a garbage. It's my old phone. It goes from 20 to 0 in 5 minutes. Okay. So we'll just hurry up this year. Position it better. Here, like that. Better? Okay. Anyway, Chavoyd Rami, which is good aches, is only if you have a tefach. That all this for that point. V'chi les be'tefach lo yamrina Chavoyd Rami, shma amino, end of the story, great raya. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Kahana v'komer lo shmaitzo. Rav Kahana said, and he said over this whole piece, Omer le Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, and Rav Ashi said him, V'cholecha de les be'tefach lo yamrina Chavoyd Rami? Is that a fact, that if you don't have a tefach, you don't bring it down? How long ago? But Tanya, we learned, Koyra yoytze mekoysel zeh, ve'enu negaz mekoysel zeh. Wow, I have all these printed here. I have no idea what they are, but I'm showing them to you. There's more. We printed it, we spent the time. Here you go. You see? And there, the Torah is not Torah on top. Great. Next. And I schlepped it from Eretz Yisrael. Whatever. I came up with this. This took 2 seconds. Thank you, Yosef and Michael, for going to the store and getting this with the razor blade. Again, we're going back to Kaira. We started the Masechta with this. We're going back to Daf Beis. Kaira, you have a Mavui, which is, you have all these courtyards. Everybody lived in a bungalow colony over there, and they all dumped into this Mavui alleyway. Chachamim were concerned that you're going to carry from the Mavui into the Shusha Rabim, so they made you make a Heker, a beam, or a Lechi. And we had exactly this case. What if the beam doesn't reach the end? So, we used Lavud. It doesn't reach the other wall. Or this case right over here. Two beams, they don't meet in the middle. So, if it's less than 3 tvachim, and it's tzarech lavi goyah cheres, you don't have to bring another one. You invoke lavud. But if it's more than 3 tvachim, you have to use another beam. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion in the entire, I don't know, you see, this was a waste of print. Instead of 3 tvachim, it says 4 tvachim. How do you know? It's the same to me, but in the picture it says 4 tvachim. Rabban Shimon Gamliel all over Shas holds that Lovud is 4 tvachim, not 3 tvachim, and therefore it could have a gap of 4 tvachim. We just turned to Chavez Amun Bey, sponsored by the NDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Yosef, you'll stand by the door, you'll get them there. Pachos ma'arba in tzorch lavi kara cheres. Less than 4, okay, because 4 is ishkoyach. You guys know Yisrael? Recognize him.
Yeah.
But he lives here half the year, no?
Yeah, but he's sleeping all year. He gave us all the backstory about what happened. Yeah.
Get over Yisroel, get over here. The whole shir should get over here. That's what we should do. We're gonna take Rabbi say, don't leave. Seriously. Before you leave, let's take a group picture. This is gonna be, I'm gonna send it to New York. To Chicago. I'm gonna send those, show those new Chicagoans what it means to get together for Tyra.
Okay.
Oh, you're all invited in New York. There's a massive Shevet Brachas next Thursday. So this coming Sunday is my son's wedding, Bezer Hashem. in Chicago, and on Thursday, Mark and the Chevra are making a massive Sherev Brachas. We want to at least get 300 people there. Beautiful stuff. Okay, so if you're there, if you're going to be in New York, hop on over. Oh, I'm talking to the New Yorkers, I forgot. If you live in New York now, sign up and be there. Okay, here we go. This is what we're looking for. If you have two beams coming across, and each beam is a half a beam, in other words, the kaira usually has to be a tefach. But you don't have a tefach. You have two beams that are a half a tefach. What do? A riach is a brick. Is a half a brick. A brick is 3 by 3. So a half a brick is 1.5 by 3. So if you could hold up a brick, wow, I just remembered a maisa. Seriously, I was taking a lifeguarding course as a teenager in one of the camps in the middle of the winter. Torture. The water was, what I didn't do to get that lifeguarding job, I was a lifeguard in Camp Morris. And there was an African-American there. When I say African-American, he's all muscle. For him to float, you can't even imagine. The entire time, he just sunk to the bottom. The final thing that they gave us was, and I don't know if they do this today, they gave us a brick. There's a brick, and you have to hold a brick above the water and tread water for a minute. The guy cannot do it. And he spent an entire week in 40-degree water, whatever it was. We were dying there the whole week. It was like a couple months before the summer. It wasn't like snowing, but it was freezing. The water was, every time we were shivering and blankets, the whole thing. And he went through the whole course, and the guy wouldn't pass him because he could not hold a brick above the water for a minute. Why? Because he's all muscle. He just kept on going down. And he was not shy. Okay. Anyway, but this is not water, and this is not a... Although we got two colors over here, we're covering all races. If you look over here, we have a brick, and if the wood could carry this brick, could tread water with this, then it's a good kaira. It has to be strong enough to carry it. Now, together we only have a tefach. The brick is a tefach and a half. Fine, we can deal with the other half a tefach. Inside. If it could carry it, I'm showing you the wrong picture. Ignore that I just showed you this. I just showed it to show you that there's two colors here. But if you look closely over here, you still have the same two colors. It's just to show you that there's two pieces of wood. They did a great job because they literally have to touch each other. Dachmarinim say. So how would they make a picture of two pieces of wood touching each other and show that it's two pieces? Okay, so they want to emphasize it. If they are strong enough to hold the brick, so it's as if it's a full tefach. What's the difference? Half a tefach plus a half a tefach is considered a tefach. Imlav. And if you can't hold the brick, tachlo vikari acheres, you have to bring another beam. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, im mikavli soriach la'arkoi, shlesha tefachim. Then comes this picture over here. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's a beautiful picture. Here, this one. They don't have to be touching each other. If you could put a brick that's 3 tefachim long from one side, from one kaira to the other, then it's a good kaira. That's considered a kaira. Great. Oh. So what does this have to do with us? Not yet. This part. Great case. One is up and the other one is down. They're on different levels. So that's basically the halacha that we're discussing now. Chavod Rami, good asik, good achis, I should say. Chavod Rami, you could bring down the upper one to the lower one. We also say good asik, but I didn't see it here. You don't say Chavod Alei, Chavod Rami. Okay. It's probably the same thing. We'll see it soon, I think. Right, here. You do see the bottom one coming up. Make sure that we already said, and that was in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Kaira cannot be above 20 Amas. So if one of them is above 20 Amas, like the white guy, no good. You cannot do Chavod Rami downwards because it's already too It's too late. It's in the wrong spot. Okay, another picture. Why not? By the way, I forgot to tell you. 28 pictures today. 28. It's this thick. I had a schlep from Chicago. And this is below 10 tefachim. This guy is below 10 tefachim. You cannot make him go upwards and come to the makom hechsher. Now, but if both of them are within 20 amas in the proper above 10 and below 20, amrina chavayt rami. You do say chavayt rami. Avagad les betefach. Rabbi say. These beams that are going across, how big are they? Less than a tefach. Why? If they were a tefach, then we wouldn't have the whole sugya. You could close the Gemara. A kaira that's a tefach is perfect. So we're talking about a deficient kaira, one that's less than a tefach, one that's a half a tefach, let's say, and with the other one, it's a full tefach. And I'm telling you, chavayt rami, I could take an upper one and a lower one and bring them together. No, you see that you don't need a full tefach in order to go downwards. Rava says you need a tefach, and over here we say you don't need a tefach. Omar le toretz ve'im ahachi. You have to answer and say it like this. Very interesting lashon. So, the Gemara says basically, you have to say that we're like this. We are three tefachim away from this guy, three tefachim away that way, to the side and to the down. And it's all within three tefachim, and like this, I could. So here's a big chiddush. I could go sideways and downwards. Sideways I do lavad, downwards I do chavayt, and that's what I'm doing over here. Same idea, just with the lower one. Okay. But if you have a problem of three tefachim, since I don't have a full tefach, I cannot say chavayt rami. That's what the Gemara is trying to say here. Okay, next sugya, Rabbi Yisai, v'shitzilosa merubim chamosa. Brand new sugya. We're only going to go to the Mishnah, I think. What time is it? Okay, it's good. 5 to 8. We're almost good. Yeah, but I'm not going to go. I'm not going to pick myself up and walk out the door and leave everybody sitting here. We got to take a picture. We got to say hello to everybody. What? It is? Are you joking? I'm happy about it. What time is my flight delayed, though? Did you do something? Doylem Davin. Enjoy, relax. Anybody know a good divorce lawyer? I told her 1 o'clock. Now it's 2, 3 o'clock. Kids gonna be running around. By the way, it's a brand new house. First time we slept there was last night. Kids by himself. I'll be back at 2. Don't worry, y'all. I'll be back at 2. Okay. What we don't do for Torah. It's all worth it, no? So now the Gemara asked the obvious question. The Gemara does this all the time. We had it just a few days ago. The classic question. You can infer from the words in the Mishnah, it says, if you have more shade than sun, it's a good sukkah. Mashma, that if it's 50-50, no good. You have to have more good than bad, the Mishnah says. And it says in the other parak, we're in the second parak. The other parak means the first parak, meaning the first Mishnah of Masechta Sukkah. It says if there's more sun than shade, it's possible. Mashma hoki adodik shair, but if it's 50-50, it's kosher. What do we do with this contradiction? Like Asha. This contradiction, Rabbi says, is not just I'm nitpicking, I'm over it's mashma 50% is good, or it's mashma 50% is not good. I'm trying to explain to you why the Mishnah repeated itself. What good is it? We already learned. Everybody that learned the first Mishnah, many, many children that are 6, 7 years old know the first Mishnah of Sukkah. It's a famous Mishnah that had there in the all the those colored Mishnayis that they have today. Everybody knows. There's a low Sukkah, there's a Sukkah that's under 10 Tefachim, there's a Sukkah very tall Tefach, and the Chamasa Merubim Tzilasa. So then why did the Mishnah have to repeat itself? The Mishnah never repeats itself. So in order to It's another way of saying, why did you repeat yourself? And the Gemara is going to say, Lo Kashi. Kan milamalo, kan milamato. Very, very important insight. If you have 50% on the top, meaning where the schach is, guess what's going to happen on the bottom? The sun rays spread. So if it's exactly 50% on top, you're going to have 51% on the bottom, and therefore it's no good. Kan milamato, but if I'm checking the bottom, where is it? Here, okay, this is a very similar question. I hired Gershon Ben Moshe's son, he's 14 years old, to print these for me. So it's hard for him to differentiate. I told him, you know, you don't have to do every single one. Some of them are Rishayim. He did a great, great job. He saved me at least 11 hours, I think. 11 hours of printing. That's how long it took him, and it would take me longer. Anyway, so over here, if you look on the bottom, it's 50-50, so you know that on top, it's solid schach. And those are the two Mishnais. Omer Rav Papa. And this is what people say, Kizuza Milel, Kister Mil Tachas. Azuz is 1/4 of an Istra. In fact, it's actually 1/4 the size. So if you have, people say there's a saying, if on top there's a hole, yeah, sometimes you have like a crack, you're in a pitch dark room and there's a crack, and that's what wakes you up. You know, it's not, you're not getting the sun the size of the crack. It comes through the crack and it goes like that, you know. It hits you. It's 4 times the size, people say. And I didn't have time to develop this, but you can develop it on your own. I'm just going to put out the word, and you're going to think about it on yourself. When it comes to ruchnius, you do a mitzvah, one mitzvah here, the ramifications, the way it spreads out. People, you learn a daf here, you learn a daf, your children see it, your friends see it. There's other people that are doing it. You do one thing over here, you don't know what kind of schar you have. It multiplies not 4 times, 1,000 times over. Says the Gemara, Mu'uva kimin bayis. Tana Rabbanan, Mu'uva kimin bayis. If you have enough schach, it looks like a house, it's laid on heavy. Even though you don't see the stars, it's kosher. If you can't even see the rays of the sun, then this is not a good sukkah, according to Bishamai. Bishol say, nevertheless, it's still kosher. Rabbi Yisai, it was such a pleasure being here. Thanks for hosting. Bezer Hashem, we can do this more often. Bezer Hashem, you'll come to Ramat Bet Shemesh and visit in person. Yishkoyach, thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Mark, look what's going on over here. I'll put it on YouTube. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, if we all could get together before the shy people run away. I know those people. The guys that in the picture, they pretend in the picture, but they hide behind the guy, right? Let's come. Let's get together. Let's show. We got to do this for Chicago. Just for Chicago. Let's get together.